Greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. From the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Corporation, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, coming to you on the weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. No justice, no peace. But a Supreme Court justice whose resume boasts, and it boasts, concerned alumni of Princeton. Not favorable to the rights of women and African Americans and other minorities. And one must assume no concern for the rights of animals either. Yes, but I, as a member of concerned alumni of Queens College of the City University of New York, have that part covered.
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yes, as we are coming to you on the weekend of Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech on August 29th of 1963. It was a dream of liberation. And in it, he said, quote, "Now is the time to make justice a reality to all of God's children." So today, let me make use of a few excerpts from that speech and insert some thoughts of my own as to bring the address as it might be delivered today. In it, Martin Luther King said, quote, "We must ever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. We must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking, when will you be satisfied?" Well, I, Bob Linden, say we can never be satisfied as long as living creatures are the victims of the unspeakable horrors of brutality. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream." So said Martin Luther King. And I say, I have a dream that every enslaved being in every slaughterhouse, in every laboratory cage, on every fur farm, in every circus and rodeo will be liberated. That no fish will be hooked into suffocation. That no animal will be the target of a hunter's violent bullet. I have a dream. That no child is sentenced to a life of obesity, diabetes, arthritis, heart attack, cancer, and stroke. I have a dream that no child suffer disease brought on by the natural intolerance of drinking the milk of another species, that no child suffer the terminal disease of BSE brought on by one bite of the flesh of another. I have a dream of a world without hunger. If all grain fed to animals were fed to people, that dream comes true immediately. I have a dream of a world of plenty, with food and water for all. I have a dream of lush forests and clean air and clean water. I have a dream of a world without wars that are fought over oil and water and natural resources. I have a dream of peace. Which means I have a dream of a vegan world. I have a dream that you make the world a just, peaceful, nonviolent place. I have a dream that you go vegan. As did the wife of Martin Luther King Jr., as did sons of Martin Luther King Jr. No justice, no peace. Go vegan for justice. Go vegan for peace, and then we will truly be free at last. And today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, well, stroke is in the news, and we'll take a look at how you can be stroke-free. And there's also drama on the high seas. We'll talk about confronting the Japanese whaling fleet, now in the midst of illegal slaughter in the Southern Ocean, in a whale sanctuary. Also, more about our big February 12th Chicken Lovers Valentine's Party at Animal Acres. An important alert on a pet food that is killing dogs. A protest against the dog and cat fur trade in China. Also, I want you to know things are looking pretty good for going on the air in San Francisco. It's taking some negotiating, and hopefully that'll be resolved shortly, favorably, so I hope. So please keep those donations coming. Definite word within a few days. Thanks to all the people who are supporting Go Vegan Radio and hoping that it goes on in San Francisco and hoping that it stays on in Los Angeles and San Diego. The last weekend in January marks 5 years on the air for Go Vegan with Bob Linden. This February actually is our second anniversary on our Los Angeles radio station, KTYM AM 1460, which airs the program Sundays at 1:30 in the afternoon. And, regarding Go Vegan Texas on KPFT 90.1 in Houston, kpft.org. I was supposed to co-host on January 9th, but we were preempted so that some right-wing judge could avoid answering any questions in his confirmation hearing. And also, do we want judges with such bad memory? You know, I don't understand. Maybe the blood isn't flowing properly to his brain, and hopefully he'll listen to today's show when we talk about stroke. Then I was supposed to co-host Go Vegan Texas tomorrow, but it is Martin Luther King Day, and there'll be MLK programming on KPFT in Houston. So as it stands now, I will co-host on Monday, January 23rd. It's 8 a.m. Pacific time on KPFT 90.1 in Houston and kpft.org if you'd like to listen to that program. And, so many people are interested in the show going on in San Francisco, and we've had a flurry of donations coming in. I want to thank everyone. In fact, next week I'll perhaps thank everyone by name if we get it together and have the confirmation that we're going to go on in San Francisco, which is looking pretty good right now. So we're working toward that end. And please, if you haven't made a donation, you know, it's coming up on the fifth anniversary. Perhaps you wanted to see if the show actually would be on the air for a bit, you know. Well, we're coming up on our fifth anniversary, and if you haven't made a donation in 5 years, please, by all means. Just got a $500 donation from Mike Weinberg. Thank you so very much. Maybe you'd like to make a donation, $100 for a year for the past 5 years. That would be wonderful. Or $10 a year for the past 5 years, a $50 donation. It really helps. A lot of times people aren't aware that we have to buy the airtime from the stations that broadcast this program. So it's an expensive endeavor. Free speech is expensive. And I invite you to make a donation at the website, goveganradio.com. We podcast, by the way. We podcast, and the information is there. You can make a donation at goveganradio.com. I think just about every show from the past year, and then some, are available, archived at goveganradio.com. You can listen for free, and we'll be adding more programs from the past 5 years to the archive. So check it out over there, goveganradio.com. And Go Vegan Radio, by the way, Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. And donations are tax deductible to the extent allowable by law. You can make checks payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail them to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. That's Go Vegan, P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, 92164. Okay. If you need to reach me, my email is bob@goveganradio.com. bob@goveganradio.com. The phone number is 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. And part of the program that will be on Go Vegan Texas, they're very interested in what's going on with the South Central farmers here and the urban garden. So I believe my friend Tezozamok will be a guest on that show also. And the South Central farmers just recently had a letter sent on their behalf to Mayor Villaraigosa by the Natural Resources Defense Council, hoping that the farm is protected from development. And, well, for the latest on what's happening with the South Central Farmers, you can go to southcentralfarmers.com. That's southcentralfarmers.com. And I do want you to put on your calendar the event for 2006. This is actually the first event at Animal Acres put on by another nonprofit. That's not a not an Animal Acres event per se. They had Animal Acres had its grand opening, and Animal Acres is the new farm animal sanctuary in the Los Angeles area in Acton. It's kind of near Santa Clarita. If you take the 405 north, it merges into the 5, and then you take the 14 that heads out toward Palmdale, and you get off at Escondido Canyon Road. The address is 5200 Escondido Canyon Road for Animal Acres, and volunteers are needed to help care for hundreds of animals who were seized from a slaughterhouse. They are all new residents at Animal Acres. The website is animalacres.org, and you can call 661-269-0986, 661-269-0986. And I do want to make sure that you attend the event that makes history. We'll be the first ones. Go Vegan, Go Vegan Radio, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the first event happening at Animal Acres. And Lori Bouston, who was instrumental, of course, with Farm Sanctuary. She is the director of Animal Acres, and you're invited to attend. What we're trying to do is start up a concept, a new day that will be celebrated the Sunday before Valentine's Day, Love Chickens, Don't Eat Them Day. So I'm planning a party, and I want you to save the date. It's Sunday, February 12th, for the Chicken Lovers Valentine's Party. Love chickens, don't eat them. And we have a wonderful menu that's planned. It's all vegan, of course, but I want you to invite your chicken-eating friends, because we have a wonderful menu that includes chicken pate and grandma's chicken soup, barbecued chicken, chicken fajitas, sesame chicken, chicken masala curry, chicken parmigiana, all made with chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart. And it will be prepared by special guest chef Carrie Brown, who developed chicken-free chicken for Follow Your Heart. We'll also have rice and quinoa. If you're a raw food person, come on out. We're going to have a wonderful organic raw salad. We're going to have coconuts, durian tasting. It's a wonderful Valentine's party. And, of course, because it's a Valentine's party, we'll have chocolate for dessert. It's the Chicken Lovers Valentine's Party, and let's show some love for the most unloved creature in the world, slaughtered by the billions. Celebrate Love Chickens, Don't Eat Them Day with the Go Vegan Chicken Lovers Valentine's Party. It's great food. We're going to have live music. We'll have live reggae there from The People. Really cool band. We'll have speakers, celebrities. Ed Begley Jr. already said, yeah, I'll be there. Because he came out to the event that we had, the South Central Farm. He loved the food. So he'll be there. He'll be at Animal Acres February 12th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, you know, I'll get the details. Should be on the website, goveganradio.com. And so anyway, I'm expecting you to be there. All right. And let's see, did I put in my price list here? Guess I'll have to see what I did with that. Where did I put that? It's around here somewhere. Okay, I'll find it before the end of the show here today. Gosh, there's so many papers. I'm trying to clean out my briefcase and get to some of the stories that we've missed also. So anyway, save that date, And let's see, I'm going to stab that in here somewhere. I'll get to that. Wanted to also, for a moment, to go over the, PETA had its annual Progy Awards. And the Progy Awards are for those making the most progress, being animal friendly. You can see these at the PETA website, PETA.org. It's PETA's third annual Progy Awards for animal friendly achievement. It lists Company of the Year, Whole Foods. You can see why at PETA.org. Blog of the Year, veganlunchbox.blogspot.com. Best Animal Friendly Retailer, alternativeoutfitters.com. Thinking Outside the Box, PETA gives the award to the Honda Motor Company, saying that the Honda concept car has almost as many amenities for the family dog as for the driver. North America's best veg-friendly restaurant chain, P.F. Chang's. Nonfiction Book of the Year, Sheep of Fools. The best cruelty-free outdoor shoe company, Evolve Sports. The best cruelty-free athletic shoe, Puma. The best cruelty-free personal care product line, Origins. Let's see, who else is getting the Proggy this year? The best cruelty-free cosmetics, that goes to Smashbox Cosmetics. The best innovators in food service, Gardein by Garden Protein International. The best veg-friendly food service distributor, Sysco. The best veg-friendly food service operator, Aramark. The best new faux meat product, PETA lists the Field Roast Sausages. The best new non-dairy product, whole soy cream cheese style soy spread. The best new energy bar, macro bars tied with Cliff Builders bars. Let's see, the veg-friendly travel guide is Lonely Planet. The best new cookbook, Vegan World Fusion Cuisine. The best animal-friendly children's book is Smudge Bunny, which tied with Rough Weather Ahead for Walter the Farting Dog. Did I say that? Yeah, well, journalistic integrity tells me to give you the complete title of the award winner here. You allowed to say the F word like that on the air? Huh? Now, that's not one of the words prohibited by the FCC. So anyway, the best animal-friendly children's book, Smudge Bunny tied with Rough Weather Ahead for Walter the Farting Dog. Okay. Best animal. I've never said that on the air before. Do we have a bleep, Leo? No, I guess not. I guess that'll go out over there. Best animal-friendly software program, Aquazone Digital PC Aquariums. My Latin from high school would tell me that the plural would be aquaria, but let's not complicate it. The best cruelty-free household product line, Safeway's Select, house brand household products. The best cruelty-free companion animal food, PETA lists V-Dog. Animal-friendly entertainment of the year, Wicked, the musical. Progressive country of the year, PETA lists Italy. For much of the animal-friendly legislation going on in municipalities all over Italy. Rome has now banned keeping fish in bowls. There's legislation requiring guardians to walk dogs four times a day. Also, boiling lobsters has been banned in parts of Italy. No animals for prizes at fairgrounds. And there are stiff fines for abandoning companion animals. So, yes, progressive country of the year is Italy. You can check out the Proggies, the awards, all at PETA.org. Okay, we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We're going to take a look at making your life stroke-free, and we're going to look at what's happening with the whales and in the Southern Ocean. As I said, a dog food that's killing dogs. The protest that's coming up against the dog and cat fur trade from China. All of this today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I thank you for listening. I thank you for not eating animals. I thank you for not wearing animals. Thanks for being there. always talking about how delicious Vegemaze is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Vegemaze. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegemaze? Or a tofu burger with Vegemaze? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegemaze in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegemaze in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Vegemaze, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Ah, yes, and we are going to enjoy chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart at the Chicken Lovers Party. I found the sheet that talks about admission prices and all of that, and we'll get into that a little later during the calendar segment on the program. Also from Follow Your Heart, I want you to know that dairy is scary, but you don't have to want for any of the comfort foods that you've enjoyed all your life, like nachos or enchiladas or pizza with vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They're delicious in a sandwich, but they also melt. That's what makes vegan gourmet cheese alternatives so special, and they're so delicious. And there are also wonderful salad dressings from Follow Your Heart, organic dressings. And the vegan ones include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette.
M-E-A-T-S. T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. And if you don't want to put up with that horrendous odor, go to a wonderful restaurant that has no meat, no animal products on the menu. It's Truly, Truly Vegan Restaurant. Hooray for Hollywood. Now has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant called Truly, conveniently located on Hollywood Boulevard, right there off the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101. If you're ever stuck in traffic in Hollywood, just get off that exit, and it's right there, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson. And, you know, whether you're a Hollywood celebrity or you just want to eat like one, head on over to Truly. Truly also caters. Truly delivers. The phone number is 323-466-7958. 323-466-7958. I'm at Truly all the time. I love the food there. I love the sushi. Wonderful sushi. I love the shabu shabu. It's a soup that they bring a little stove right over to your table, and you find out what a wonderful vegan chef you actually are. And what's wonderful about Truly also is expressed right on the menu, where it says, we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And a lot of folks in the Hollywood area come over. You always see the musicians over there with their guitar cases, and a lot of folks who have found out about Truly by listening to this program are now regulars over there. You can head on over there for breakfast, which is served all day, by the way. And wonderful breakfast items, and there are soups and salads and sandwiches and burgers and wraps and noodle dishes and curries and veggies and rice and great veggie meats that you'll enjoy. Again, Truly caters and Truly delivers. Truly at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, 323-466-7958.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
That's for sure. And they're not food, as we will discuss shortly regarding what we'll be talking about, being stroke-free for life. But wonderful foods that have no animal ingredients come your way from the fine family of foods from Edward & Sons. Maybe you already know Edward & Sons from Miso Cup. It's the natural food favorite since 1978. For dips and hors d'oeuvres, might I suggest you use brown rice snaps, which are perfect, and most varieties are vegan. There's the Wizard's line of sauces, including organic hot stuff, which is a big favorite. Then Native Forest Organic Hearts of Palm. It's a great appetizer. It's great in salads or straight from the can. I enjoy it that way. It's a wonderful low-calorie snack. From Let's Do Organic, finally, you can choose organic vegan gummy bears. Fruity, delicious, and no gelatin like you might find in other gummies. And new from Edward & Sons, canned mango chunks, tropical fruit salad, and papaya chunks, all organic. Also, canned organic pineapple slices, chunks, and mini rings. Look for Let's Do Organic packaged organic coconut and organic coconut milk, classic and light. And also, three varieties of organic breadcrumbs, all from Edward & Sons. Go to the website, check out the fine family of foods. It's edwardandsons.com, edwardandsons.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue now, and strokes are in the news. Yes, no matter how powerful you are in the world, even if you're a world leader, you still can't protect yourself from what you eat if it's not what you're supposed to eat. And, you know, we know of Sharon having his stroke and being in a coma. And, you know, stroke is the number one disabler in America. The number one disabler and the number three killer. We know, what was it last year? Luther Vandross also. Well, so many people. If it's the number one disabler and the number three killer, a lot of people suffer from stroke. And for years now, I've referred to a book called Stroke Free for Life, The Complete Guide to Stroke Prevention and Treatment from David Wiebers, MD. Now, David Wiebers should know something about stroke. After all, he was the director of the Stroke Research Center at the Mayo Clinic. And I want to go into the book a little bit here and talk to you about stroke and how you might prevent it. And we'll look here at a segment in the book talking about diet. So there's a section called Healthy Lifestyle, The Key to Truly Preventing Stroke. And by the way, this is the book that mentions Veganaise by name as the alternative to mayonnaise. And it's right here in the book. And so let's see what our expert doctor has to say. Let's look at the section on diet here. Dr. Wiebers says, let me adjust here. Okay. Dr. Wiebers says, diet can help prevent stroke in two ways. It can prevent the development or progression of such stroke risk factors as atherosclerosis, hypertension, ischemic heart disease. Obviously, I was never a medical student. Diabetes mellitus and a high cholesterol level. And it can provide beneficial nutrients and food components that can independently reduce stroke risk as well as the risk of other diseases. The doctor says, my diet plan takes both of these factors into account, offering general guidelines for such major food components as fat and cholesterol, as well as a list of foods and supplements that may offer additional protection. So here's a section that says, my dietary principles. He says, before I outline my diet plan, I'd like to explain the principles behind it. Food is the fuel that keeps our bodies running. It can also be a major source of health or a major source of illness. If we eat the right foods, we can enhance our health. If we eat the wrong foods, we can develop fatal illness. In choosing what to eat, I believe we should look at what foods are healthful and what foods are harmful for our overall health. As a neurologist, I also look at what foods are good for the brain and cerebrovascular system. Some of this information is easy to find. For example, research has shown that a diet high in fat and cholesterol can lead to the development of atherosclerosis, which is a risk factor for ischemic stroke as well as ischemic heart disease. This does not mean that we should chase after every new theory, study, or diet that is introduced. If we did, our diet would change dramatically from day to day, and we might be eating unhealthily as often as we are eating healthily. Conflicting reports abound about the health benefits of many foods and of overall diets. Speaking of diets, anyone who tries to lose weight by dieting alone clearly risks following questionable eating advice. For instance, some fad weight loss diets have promoted the idea of eating simply cabbage or simply grapefruit. Neither diet could be considered healthy, although both foods are healthy in and of themselves. We simply weren't meant to eat only one type of food. No one food contains all the nutrients our bodies need. The latest popular diets, those that greatly restrict carbohydrates, also have me concerned. Many of these diets are based on the theory that a diet high in carbohydrates causes the body to increase insulin levels, causing the pancreas to work harder and eventually leading to insulin resistance. Insulin resistance, in turn, can cause the body to store fat and possibly to develop diabetes mellitus. The theory holds that a low-carbohydrate diet, particularly a diet low in simple carbohydrates that rapidly turn to glucose and raise levels of blood sugar, will help the body lose weight. Low-carbohydrate diets do cause weight loss. When you stop eating carbohydrates, the body's primary source of fuel, your body rather quickly begins depleting its stores of glycogen, starch, to provide the blood with glucose, a form of sugar. Glycogen is stored in water, so when it's burned, water weight is also lost. This often results in the quick drop of 4 or 6 pounds. Eventually, the body must burn protein and fat to obtain glucose. Neither of these options is ideal. For starters, the body needs some protein for a variety of functions, including as a building block for muscle and skin. For another, the breakdown of protein, which contains nitrogen, results in the production of ammonia, a toxic product the body converts to the slightly less toxic waste product urea, which must be cleared from the body by the kidneys. The breakdown of fat, for its part, produces acetate and ketone bodies. Although some of the tissues in the body can use ketone bodies for fuel, they are not an ideal fuel for the body, and they are not a good fuel for the brain. The brain does not function well when fat is used exclusively for fuel. Finally, of course, while you're cutting back on carbohydrates, you're increasing your intake of fat and cholesterol, which are instrumental in the development of atherosclerosis. Although a carbohydrate diet may help you lose weight, it is not ideal from a standpoint of general health. As a neurologist, I should also point out that it is not ideal for the brain. The ideal fuel for the brain is glucose. In fact, glucose is the only clean-burning fuel for the brain. The brain needs glucose, and carbohydrates are its major source. This includes carbohydrates that rapidly increase glucose levels, those high on the glycemic index, and those that cause more gradual increases. The glycemic index is a tool developed to determine how quickly carbohydrates affect blood glucose. The index can be found in many books and on many websites, including those dedicated to nutrition and diabetes. Foods high on the index rapidly increase the amount of glucose in the blood. Foods low on the index work more slowly. Some experts believe that you should limit your intake of foods high on the glycemic index to avoid insulin resistance and weight gain. I don't believe the index has much bearing on stroke or stroke risk. In fact, its impact on overall health may be very limited unless you are already overweight or are known to have a problem with insulin resistance. My best advice is to eat a mixture of carbohydrates, both low and high on the index, and to make carbohydrates a mainstay of your diet. You hear this? This is from the book, Stroke Free for Life. Make carbohydrates a mainstay of your diet. I continue with what the doctor says here. Adopting carbohydrates as dietary staples also follows my other guiding dietary principle, to eat what we humans were designed to eat. Our bodies and metabolism are not made for eating meat and other high-fat animal foods. Is that not worth repeating from the book Stroke Free for Life, Dr. David Weber's chair, Mayo Clinic, cerebrovascular? Okay, what did he say again? What did he say? He said, our bodies and metabolism are not made for eating meat and other high-fat animal foods. When we eat them, we develop diseases that can kill us, like atherosclerosis and cancer. This is not true of such carnivorous animals as dogs and cats. I think this is Mother Nature's way of telling us something. Although humans have eaten meat, dairy products, and eggs for millennia, it has only been in the past 100 years or so that these foods have taken center stage on our plates. During that same period, the occurrence rate of numerous diseases has increased. Although some of these changes undoubtedly relate to the increase in our life expectancy, research indicates that many of these diseases, including atherosclerosis, ischemic heart disease, and some forms of cancer, are diet-related. Although dogs, cats, and other carnivores can eat large amounts of fat and not develop atherosclerosis, humans cannot. Neither can rabbits, who thrive on plant foods. Our bodies are clearly designed to eat fruits, vegetables, and grains. Perhaps that's worth repeating, too, because we heard the good doctor say that our bodies and metabolism are not made for eating meat and other high-fat animal foods. He also says our bodies are clearly designed to eat fruits, vegetables, and grains. These foods, which consist primarily of carbohydrates, offer a wealth of vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial nutrients. Studies indicate that people who eat large amounts of fruits and vegetables have lower rates of such diseases as ischemic heart disease and cancer. These findings have been linked largely to the unique combinations of nutrients these foods provide. To obtain the most nutrient value from these foods, we should eat them whole and in their most natural state. Refining and processing strips these plant foods of some of their nutrients. I believe that if we listen hard to what Mother Nature is telling us and try to eat whole, natural foods that are good for overall health, as well as the health of our brain and cerebrovascular system, we'll eat what we are meant to eat and be healthier as a result. Such a diet is also far healthier for our planet and the rest of its inhabitants. Good advice. Good advice, huh? So we go on to the section here, Dr. David Weber's, the section that says my dietary guidelines. He said, if you read regularly about health and health issues, you're probably familiar with the standard healthy diet advice offered by the U.S. government and many national health organizations. These sources generally recommend a diet that limits fat intake to 30% of total calories and dietary cholesterol intake to 300 milligrams per day. These figures are significantly, turn the page, are significantly lower than the typical American diet, in which approximately 40% of calories come from fat and dietary cholesterol intake averages 400 milligrams per day. But they do not go far enough in preventing such risk factors as atherosclerosis. Although America is a leader in many aspects of health, we clearly come up short when it comes to diet. What we consider low fat in this country would be considered high fat in most other countries. In order to eat the healthy diet we were meant to eat, we need to rethink our definition of low fat and low cholesterol and our dependence on animal foods. You hear that? We need to rethink our dependence on animal foods. And we need to increase our intake of beneficial foods. My diet calls for a more significant reduction in saturated fat and cholesterol than the standard diet recommended for vascular health, but it is not a deprivation diet. I have followed this plan, the doctor says, for the past 12 of my 49 years and have refined it for my patients. Many of my patients have seen their blood pressure and cholesterol levels drop significantly without medication. He talked about one patient named Beth. Total cholesterol was 240. And when she came to see me for carotid, is that the pronunciation? Carotid, the carotid arteries. I think the dictionary said that was the pronunciation. Artery blockage in an unruptured intracranial aneurysm. I laid out the basics of my diet plan for her, and during the first year, she reduced her cholesterol level to 188. So she went from 240 to 188. Despite her lowered cholesterol, her carotid artery blockage increased. Both of us knew she needed to do more. Although she had adopted many of the basic principles of my diet plan, Beth had trouble giving up meat and eggs. She couldn't seem to go the extra step. I explained to her that even though many physicians recommend a total cholesterol level of 200, it's 200, mg/dl, atherosclerosis can still progress at that level, as it had in her case, because surgery to open up her carotid artery would increase the risk of her aneurysm rupturing. I told her that she needed to do whatever she could with lifestyle to stop her carotid blockage from progressing. Once she understood the gravity of her condition, she redoubled her efforts on the diet. The decisive factor, as it is so often when it comes to dietary change, was a supportive spouse. After seeing films of her carotid blockage, her husband not only adopted a meatless and eggless diet, he took a special vegetarian cooking course to ensure that she'd have appetizing enough meals to stay on that diet. 6 months later, her blockage had stabilized and her cholesterol was down to 150 mg/dl. 5 years later, Beth is still stroke-free with no progression of her blockage. And he says, many of my patients have also lost a good deal of weight on this plan. It has helped me keep my weight stable through middle age, the doctor says. He also says, I can also attest that my patients report that after a few months on this diet, they simply feel better, less sluggish and healthier. I hope these broad benefits will initiate you to get on this plan and stay on it. The plan works because it offers a pragmatic, sustainable approach to healthy eating. I've structured it so that the focus on what you eat The focus is on what you eat, not simply what you can't eat. And he goes into his basic recipes here and has found wonderful results with the meat substitutes. So anyway, I wanted to skip ahead a little bit here in this section. Let's see, meat substitutes. He lists some of his favorite meat substitutes, the Eve's Veggie Canadian Bacon, which I've enjoyed over the years, I must say. Ooh, time is flying, I see, by the clock there. He recommends the veggie burgers, and tofurkey is on his list here, too. The meat substitutes, basically. And let's see here, foods you can eat. He has a list of foods you can eat. I strongly recommend you get this book, Stroke Free for Life. He has books. He has a section of fruits and vegetables, which, of course, you can always eat. He lists foods that you could eat anytime. It's, fruits and vegetables are on that list. Then some that you can eat sometimes, and some that you can. He wants you to always avoid. And he wants you to always avoid meat and eggs, okay? food and nutrients that offer special benefits. Following my general dietary guidelines will give you a firm foundation of healthy eating and a lot of beneficial nutrients, particularly if you focus on fresh fruits and vegetables. But you can and should take steps to get even more out of your food. Foods you should eat. He says, for years, studies have linked high fruit and vegetable intake to better overall health, including a reduced risk of cancer and heart disease. Some studies have also linked fruit and vegetable intake to a reduced risk of stroke, although the connection was not firmly established. Then he goes on to talk about a study related to that. I wanted to get to his suggestion here. Okay, let me just finish with what he has to say about soy. He says, another food to add to that list of foods that you should eat is soy. He says, this protein derived from soybeans is perhaps the most ideal form of protein available. He says, quote, it's inexpensive, low in fat, and research indicates that it may actually lower your blood LDL cholesterol levels. Several studies have found that people who regularly substitute soy for animal protein can reduce their total cholesterol levels by up to 10%. Other research indicates that soy may protect against cancer, osteoporosis, and hot flashes during menopause, although this evidence is less conclusive. To obtain optimum cholesterol-lowering benefits from soy, you need to eat at least 25 grams of soy protein a day. Good sources include soy milk, tofu, tempeh, and textured vegetable protein, which is found in many meat substitutes. You should also try to get omega-3 fatty acids, which may reduce blood levels of triglycerides, make blood less likely to clot, and dampen the inflammatory response. And so he says he recommends flax as a source of that, flax and flaxseed, soybean oil, walnuts and walnut oil, seaweed, and an edible plant known as purslane, which I've never heard of, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E. He says at the same time you should reduce intake of omega-6 fatty acids, which, though essential, are too prevalent in the typical American diet. And there you have it. Anyway, so I recommend you have a look at this book, Stroke Free for Life, Dr. David Weber's. There's the best recommendations for stroke prevention. And of course, it means don't eat animals. Okay. Okay. Time is flying. I guess we have to move on here. And I guess we should move into the calendar section on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I invite you to make a donation at goveganradio.com to help us keep this show on the air and expand. How have we done it for 5 years? I've done it because I'm vegan and can handle the stress. Even with all of this, my blood pressure is good. My cholesterol level is good. Okay. Oh, I mentioned the Chicken Lovers Party happening February 12th at Animal Acres, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the great food that we have there and the reggae music that's happening. Gosh, I think Stephanie Bennett might be there too with her harp. She played on the Paul McCartney album. That would be a wonderful show for the kids. But anyway, okay, so how can you get there? Well, you can pay in advance using PayPal. And, you know, you go to paypal.com. The account you pay is meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com. That's M-E-A-T-F-R-E-E America@yahoo.com. So you use your PayPal at meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com, or you can make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. If you use your PayPal by January 23rd, or your check is mailed with the postmark by January 21st. The price for adults is $25, kids under 15, $20, and meat eaters, $20. Got that? So PayPal by January 23rd or check postmarked by January 21st. It's adults, $25, kids under 15, $20, and meat eaters, $20. If you use your PayPal between January 24th and February 3rd, or your check is postmarked by February 3rd, it's adults, $30, kids, under 15, $20, meat eaters, $25. Okay, PayPal, January 24th through February 3rd, it's going to be adults 30, kids 20, meat eaters 25, and then after February 3rd and at the door, it'll be adults $35, kids $20, and meat eaters $30. So get in on the action, get in early, and you save some money. So use your PayPal. Do it today. Why not? It'll only be $25 for adults, kids under 15, 20, and meat eaters 20. Again, that is until January 23rd using PayPal or postmarking your check by January 21st. Okay. Let's see. That's our wonderful event that we are having. The world can't seem to wait for George W. Bush to leave office, so much so that there's a movement called World Can't Wait. And you can go to the website, it's worldcan'twait.org, inviting you to come make some noise to drown out the lies of the Bush regime, the State of the Union address, January 31st. World Can't Wait invites you to Hollywood, 5 p.m. January 31st. That's Hollywood Boulevard at Highland for a march that will go over to the Censorship News Network. Isn't that what CNN stands for? We'll head over to CNN, or is it Complicity News Network? Or... What? You make up your own what CNN stands for these days. Certainly not for news. So we'll be over there, and at 6 p.m. when the State of the Union lies begin, we'll be making some noise to drown it out. So hope to see you there. Well, a major demonstration against China's dog and cat fur trade is planned for Los Angeles on Thursday, January 26th. It's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Chinese Consulate, which is at 443 Chateau Place, S-H-A-T-T-O, 443 Chateau Place, which is two long blocks north of Wilshire and one block east of Vermont. Oddly enough, ironically, 2006 is the year of the dog in China. So let's really make it so. Perhaps you saw the undercover footage on Larry King Live. Animals slammed to the ground or beaten with clubs. Animals skinned alive. You know, Paul McCartney saw the footage and said he'd never do a concert in China while such atrocities go on. Banners, posters, and leaflets will be provided, and a large turnout is needed so we can make something happen, okay? So please be there. It's Thursday, January 26th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Chinese Consulate, 443 Chateau Place, two blocks north of Wilshire, one block east of Vermont. And please think of those poor dogs and cats. You know, maybe they're in the windows of those fur salons on Death Row Deo Drive or, you know, the fur trim on your jacket there. So, okay, there you have it. So please, be there. Be there for that. Okay. Let me see here. I think I better talk to you a bit about Body in Balance Health Center and Spa, 808 Manhattan Avenue, Manhattan Beach. The phone number is 310-406-1910. And Body in Balance, dayspa.com is the website. You know, from A to Z, acupuncture, belly dancing, brilliant nutrition, chiropractic, facial, hair removal, massage, Pilates, yoga, waxing. Oh, don't know my alphabet, do I? That's only A to W, but that applies. But I want to tell you about, it's a great place, but mainly I want to tell you, and they're wonderful people, good friends, but I want to tell you about the Body in Balance 30-Day Detox and Rejuvenate, which I personally just experienced and enjoyed. Body in Balance provided me with all my food for a full month, for 30 days. I didn't have to buy food. I didn't have to prepare food. They provided me with three fresh, organic, tasty meals a day. I found them to be delicious, satisfying. I didn't have any cravings. I didn't want chocolate. I didn't want coffee. They provided me with serious nutrition. Plus, I lost, what was it, close to 25 pounds, and I felt great. It really felt great to be lighter. You know, I felt more rested and energized, and a lot of people get great results. A lot of people saying they feel more clarity, their skin clears, there's a positive outlook. So here's a definite way to satisfy your New Year's pledge to yourself. for better health with the 30-day detox and rejuvenate program from Body in Balance. You'll enjoy the 3 fresh organic meals a day as I did. And again, you won't have to purchase any food. You won't have to prepare any food. That's like a vacation in itself, huh? During the month, you'll also get 5 in-depth personal coaching sessions, 2 deep cleansing massages, 2 movement classes, a group support meeting. And get this, during the month of January, Go Vegan Radio listeners get an unprecedented 40% discount. Call 310-406-1910. 310-406-1910. I'm a happy graduate. Body in Balance invites you to benefit from its 30-day detox and rejuvenate program. No matter what your condition, your size, your symptoms, your blood type, your age, call 310-406-1910. And say you heard about it on Go Vegan with Bob Linden for your 40% discount. Okay, Leo on the other side of the glass. I'm throwing you a little curveball here, trying to get it all in today. But I want you to know Diamond Pet Food has discovered aflatoxin, a toxic chemical in a product manufactured at its Gaston, South Carolina facility. The company said aflatoxin is a byproduct from the growth of the fungus Aspergillus flavus on corn and other crops. Distributors have been advised not to sell any Diamond pet food products formulated with corn at the Gaston facility. Dogs are dying from this. 19 products in all in the recall. The company said its products manufactured in Meta, Missouri and Lathrop, California are not affected. States that are serviced by the Gaston facility include Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, Vermont, Virginia. To know if a product was manufactured in Gaston, South Carolina, the 11th or 12th character in the date code will be a capital G. Apparently, a number of dogs have died from this, so beware. You're urged to contact your veterinarian if your dog is showing symptoms of illness, including sluggishness, lethargy, loss of appetite, yellowish tint to the eyes or the gums, and severe or bloody diarrhea. Those are products from Diamond Pet Food. So please keep that in mind.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
Yes, indeed. So let's see if I can... I wanted you to know something quick on goji juice, and it's come out of the Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York. I wouldn't quote anything tested on animals from there, but at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, 75 human patients with a variety of cancers were treated, and those who whose treatment included lysium barbarum polysaccharides, which is what goji juice is, had a response rate judged by the objective regression of the cancer 40.9% compared to the treatment without lysium barbarum, the goji berry. 16.1%. Patients receiving the lysium barbarum supplement also had a greater increase in NK and LAK cell activity. So this is research on cancer on people from Sloan Kettering. Please go to the website, govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. Gosh, we're out of time. I wanted to get into what's going on in related to whales. I guess I'll lead with that story next week. We've had the Sea Shepherd Society ramming the whaling ships in the Southern Ocean. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thanks for listening. Go to govegan.radio.com.